This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East this week. Reuters is reporting that Blinken will depart on Thursday for visits to Israel and several other nations, citing a senior U.S. official. Blinken's visit comes as Israel's war with Hamas militants approaches its three-month mark. The trip is taking place amid intense diplomatic efforts to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian aid into the war-ravaged Gaza Strip and increasing international pressure on Israel to reduce civilian casualties among Palestinians. Blinken's visit also comes as the risk of the conflict spreading across the wider Middle East region is escalating. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned Wednesday's attack on a memorial ceremony in Kerman City in the Islamic Republic of Iran, which reportedly killed 95 people and injured many more. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Speaking to reporters, UN Associate Spokesperson Florencia Sotonino Martinez said the Secretary General calls for those responsible to be held accountable.
And the Secretary General expresses his deep condolences to the bereaved families and the people and the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and he wishes the injured a speedy recovery.
Wednesday's attack comes amid heightened tensions in the region after the deputy leader of the Iran-backed Palestinian group Hamas was killed in an apparent Israeli drone strike in Lebanon. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
At least two members of a pro-Iranian militia in Iraq were killed by a drone strike in eastern Baghdad Thursday. At least five other people were wounded in the drone strike. A spokesperson for the militia accused the United States of carrying out the strike. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. The United States and 12 allies have given what amounts to a final warning to Houthi rebels, telling the militants to cease their attacks on vessels in the Red Sea or face potential targeted military action. The Yemen-based militants have carried out at least 23 attacks in response to the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza since December 19th. A senior official with the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking on condition of anonymity Wednesday, declined to detail rules of possible engagement if the attacks continue. But he underscored that the Iranian-backed Houthis should not anticipate another warning from the U.S. and its allies. South Korea opposition leader Lee Jae-myung has been moved out of intensive care to continue his recovery from a near-fatal knife attack earlier this week. Lee was attacked Tuesday in the southeastern port city of Busan while visiting the construction site of a new airport. The leader of the Democratic Party was airlifted to a hospital in Seoul, where he underwent a two-hour surgical procedure to repair a major vein. His surgeon, Professor Min Seong Kee, told reporters Thursday the 59-year-old Lee requires constant observation because of the risk of post-surgery complications. The suspected attacker, identified as a man in his late 60s, was detained at the scene. He is expected to be charged with attempted murder. More hospitals around the United States are once again requiring that people wear face masks thanks to a new spike in viruses. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Flu and COVID-19 infections have been increasing for weeks, with high levels reported in 31 states at the end of December, leading health officials to warn there could be hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations and many thousands of deaths. Officials in New York City are again requiring masks be worn inside public hospitals. Similar measures are ordered at hospitals in Los Angeles and Massachusetts. The CDC has a website where people can look up the rate of infections in their county and is urging vaccinations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Repeating our top story, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East this week. Reuters is reporting that Blinken will depart on Thursday for visits to Israel and several other nations, citing a senior U.S. official. Blinken's visit comes as Israel's war with Hamas militants approaches its three-month mark. The visit also comes as the risk of the conflict spreading across the wider Middle East region is escalating. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.